meeting two families per week, and the remainder of my time is dedicated to the most part to exploring ways to apply what I learn from each inspection and by interacting with laboratories and others that I know want to help. Some of the things I currently believe, I think there's a questions, your questions answered document in June 2023. And question 36, what is the position with existing house foundations? Now, I consider the answer to that question entirely inappropriate in terms of foundations. The answer, Chairman, was foundations can be left in situ and built upon, and this is the approach recommended. The issue of foundations is under review by the National Standards Authority of Ireland, and should the current position change, provision will be made to provide for foundations within the enhanced grant scheme. That leaves house owners in a state of, I'm trying to find the word,
limbo.
Thanks, David. Now, again, we see the last in paragraph F of the Q4 research update from Geological Survey. Liberated pyrrhotite identified within the strip foundations shows early evidence of oxidation with consequent liberation of sulphur, indicating incipient ISA. This is considerably less advanced than that in rising wall, but does pose a long-term risk. Now, look, we all know, I think, at this stage that the degradation of blockwork is a slow burner. There's uncertainty out there in relation to the resaleability of properties in the future. To the very best of my knowledge, up in Donegal, where I've limited experience, but I have done a couple of reports up there, up in Donegal, there's a practice now out there where, because of the question, you know, it isn't a question of who has the problem, it's the question of who hasn't got the problem, right? Mm-hmm. These are all things I've heard, and I'm in constant conversation with a lot of people. But there's a practice has developed where auctioneers and solicitors will insist on houses being tested before they're... That is going to travel down the country, that practice. It has to. Because, like, I mean, we've seen it develop from Donegal, we've come down through the west coast of Ireland and then into Tipperary. Like, I mean, I've knowledge of five counties, Donegal, Sligo, Clare, Limerick and Tipperary. And going into the future in terms of if somebody buys a house today, right, they can't generally get on the scheme if they buy that house after January 2020. Mm. Now, that must change, Chairman, for the simple reason that if it doesn't change, you know, how can young first-time buyers, young families buying a house, how can they know or ought to have known that there was pyrite in their house when the local authority or the Department of Housing or the government itself didn't deem it necessary or appropriate to put that county on the scheme at that point in time? So, and then these people would have bought at full market value, and the houses that they bought would, in most cases, I would submit, have qualified to be on the scheme had they not been sold. Do you know, so there's an awful lot of questions there, and I don't think the burden of proof should be on the house owner to justify themselves. An engineer can give all the advice we like, but bear one thing in mind. If a house owner goes back and talks to the auctioneer and says, my engineer has suggested or has recommended that I get the blocks tested, first of all, the seller will go on to an underbidder. There's a shortage of houses out there. And then with all the urgencies for the need to make decisions along the way, people are put in a terrible position and they will make a wrong decision. If my clients don't make the wrong decision, then the underbidder will make a wrong decision, you know, in certain circumstances.